online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
The UK is to invest £48 million in a new chemical weapons defence centre and vaccinate thousands of British soldiers against anthrax. Defence Secretary Gavin Williamson made the announcement after the nerve agent poisoning of a former Russian spy in Salisbury. He says relations between London and Moscow are very strained.
It is absolutely atrocious and outrageous what Russia did in Salisbury. We have responded to that. Frankly, Russia should go away, it should shut up. But if they do respond to the action that we've taken, we'll consider it carefully and we'll look at our options.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is in Salisbury meeting emergency services and businesses.
KMFM News.
Police examinations have found a door which was designed to resist fire at Grenfell Tower was only able to do so for half of the time it was supposed to. Officers in London say it withstood flames for only 15 minutes rather than 30 and therefore failed tests. Workers at a supermarket near Dover have been threatened by a masked man with a knife during an attempted robbery. The suspect demanded cash from staff at the co-op in Athorne Road in Shepherdswell just before 8:30 last night. He left empty-handed and it's not thought anyone was hurt. There's been an increase in the number of people owning electric cars in Kent. Molly's got more for KMFM.
Latest figures from the Department for Transport show in September last year there were almost 2,300 eco-vehicles in the county, nearly 800 more than the same month in 2016. It comes as a joint committee of MPs are calling for a ban on the sale of diesel and petrol cars to come in 10 years earlier than planned. The current target is in 22 years' time. Lillian Greenwood chairs the Transport Committee.
We've seen international examples of other countries pledging to end the sale of diesel and petrol vehicles much before 2040, and also manufacturers saying they're going to end the sale of petrol and diesel vehicles. So I think the government could be much more ambitious.
It's thought electric cars are becoming more popular because they don't have dangerous emissions, meaning you don't have to pay road tax on them. Stuart Jeffrey is chairman of the Kent Green Party.
The real difficulty at the moment is if you don't have off-road parking, it makes life so much easier if you can charge at home, if you've got somewhere where you can park it off-road. That gives you the usability and makes life easy.
Martin Page from Hythe bought one 4 months ago because his wife wanted a cleaner vehicle. He likes it but wasn't aware that things like the weather can affect how long the battery lasts.
You find that a full charge might not be what you're told it should be, and then within about 10 minutes of driving you find you've dropped right down, so you could never do a long journey on it, and you always have to sort of think about where you can plug it in and how far you can go.
You can read our special report on electric cars at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
An extra £2 million is going to be spent fixing potholes in Kent after reports of a huge backlog of repairs. That means just over £8 million has been allocated to tackle the problem this year. Council bosses say the cash will be used to carry out work on the worst affected roads. A taxi driver who was left with a broken jaw after being attacked in broad daylight in Canterbury has told KMFM he can no longer work at night out of fear. Alvaro San Lorenzo was beaten up following a student house party when he asked his neighbours to turn their music down. The 22-year-old man from Faversham who did it is now serving 9 years in prison. Alvaro hopes his attacker takes the time to think about what he did.
I don't want to judge him, but I know when you can make a mistake is a once, but when repeated the same thing is a choice. So he chose to do again. I think he deserves to be inside somewhere for safety for the community to think about, and I hope he can learn and don't do again.
Work's underway to fix pipes that have been pumping waste water from toilets and kitchens into the sea off the Kent coast. Southern Water say problems have been identified in Deal, Laysdown and Minster, and they're hoping to get the work done as quickly as possible to reduce pollution. And a half-smoked cigar stubbed out by Sir Winston Churchill is expected to fetch £700 at auction. A Kent police officer was given it as a gift in the 50s while at Churchill's Kent home Chartwell during his second stint as Prime Minister. It will go under the hammer later this month.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's cricketers had a poor time with the bat on their final day of their first warm-up match ahead of the Test series with New Zealand. They were bowled out for 195. And Great Britain's curlers won't get a medal at the Winter Paralympics in South Korea. Their 5-4 defeat to the hosts and Norway's 7-6 win over over Slovakia means GB can't reach the semi-finals. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.